Today's Mishnah in Nigaim is Perek Beit, and we're up to Mishnah Beit. So the last Mishnah that we learned was the question of how exactly do we take a look at the Nega? Do we actually paint the skin around it? Do we estimate the color of the skin according to the person, and so on? But the next question is, how do we deal with the light, not with the skin, which is the background, which is what gives us our contrast, but how do we deal with the lighting when we're going to be Royas HaNega? Because the lighting is also going to make a major difference in how bright something appears. We could have something that would be bright, but if it's in like very strong sunlight, it may look, you know, just like a lot of other things that the sun is washing out with this tremendous amount of light. So when do we look at the Negoim? Says the Halakha Mishnah, Ein ro'im ha'negoim b'shacharit u'bein arba'im. So first of all, we do not look at Negoim at a time when we don't have enough light. That's for sure. So if it's early in the morning, we do not have enough sunlight to give it its full coloration. And if it's late in the day, towards evening, there's not enough sunlight for us to get a proper read of the nega. Furthermore, we cannot see a nigei or, of course, when it comes to a bayit, we have no choice but to see the nega inside the house. So over there where the Torah says to see the nega, it's got to mean by definition inside of a house. But if we have a nega that is being presented to a kohen, we learn out from the pasuk, we do not see it inside of the house. We go outside to get full light. Furthermore, if it's a cloudy day, and there's not a lot of sunlight, the kohen cannot use that light for looking at a nega. And that's because when we have very little light, the white on the nega shows up as very bright because there's not much else that's reflecting light. And therefore, a keha will mistakenly look azah, and then he'll consider it to be a baheret, which it's not. It may be below the four dargas of white. And you can also not look at a nega when the sun is too bright. So you can't do it in the tzorayim, right in the middle of the day, because then even a baheret is going to look kehak in the washed out by the immense amount of light that's falling all over the place. And because of that, it doesn't look as white as it would normally look. And he may say it's tahar when it really shouldn't be tahar. So everything is relative. So it's relative to the background, relative to the amount of light in your background, and all of that needs to be taken into consideration when you're being roa the nega. So when then do we check the nega? So imatai roim. Well, you've got the third hour of the day, the fourth hour of the day, the fifth hour of the day, and you could also be roya in the seventh hour, the eighth hour, and the ninth hour. Once it's after the ninth hour, it's too late. And if it's before the sixth hour and after the fifth hour, it's bright afternoon sun, too much sun. That's what Rabbi Meir holds. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even that is giving us too much sun or not enough sun. So it would have to be the fourth hour of the day, then you got enough sun, and the fifth. Or it could be the eighth and the ninth, but the seventh hour of the day is way too bright, and it's still afternoon. Now, this is the way just about everybody learns. The Gra has a different approach to this because he learns that the meaning of the words b'sheva cannot mean b'pashtas at the beginning of the seventh hour. It's because the beginning of the seventh hour is always considered to be noon in the Gemara. That is the afternoon. That's the Iker Tzorayim. So if you're telling me I'm not allowed to see it and when the sun's at max, so how could I possibly look at it in the seventh hour? So he understands that the seventh hour means the end of the seventh hour, in which case Rabbi Meir was talking about 2 hours, not 3 hours, and Rabbi Yehuda would be talking about 1 hour, that is the end of the fourth hour, and so on. Not the partial way we would read the Mishnah. Mishnah Gimel, Perek Beis of Negoim, Kohen Hasuma Bachat Me'inav. Now the question is, we talked about the background skin. We talked about the lighting, but we have not spoken about the pickup mechanism of the lighting, which is called a retina. And that is a complex thing because it will involve a retina and a lens and all kinds of things like that. And that also has to be the correct mechanism for picking up the color. So what if a Kohen has defective pickup and he is a Suma Bachat Me'inav, one of his eyes are blind, or he has poor eyesight, Kaha Me'or Einav. He also cannot be Roya Sanagoyim, because it says Beferish in the Pasuk, L'chol Mar'ei Einei HaKohen. What does that mean? L'chol Mar'ei Einei HaKohen. It means, besides the other things that we'll see, it also means that a Kohen must have the full normal mechanisms that we consider to be normal eyesight. Obviously, I mean, that's just because it happens to be the median eyesight in humans, but that's what we got. So that is what is used to pick up the nega. So now we've spoken about the colorations, we've spoken about the backgrounds, we've spoken about the lighting, and we've spoken about the camera, and all of these things need to be defined in a particular way to be kosher. And there's another fascinating halacha which comes to apply certain aspects of this din to nige batim, and that is that if a house is afel, so the house itself was built without windows, and I can't really see the nega. Well, if that's the case, don't see the nega. Do not open up windows in it, to cut windows, in order to be Reyes HaNega. If there's not natural light to see a nega, then the house will always remain tahor. If it has windows, obviously open the windows, but you don't change the house to be only now a house in which a nega can be seen. And as you know, the famous Musar Vart that is built on this Mishnah, if a person is not exposed and he keeps himself tsanua and people don't know what's going on inside, so then people are not aware whatever his chasreinus are and the din in the shamayim, we don't look at him. It's only the people that open themselves up and try to show off, those are the people that roin at nigayim.